Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we do that with Blair Kirchhoff, Kansas City star, joining us here on the hotline. Good morning, Blair. How's everything?
Everything's good. Hope you guys are doing all right.
We are. Yeah. It's Pittsburgh, PA. It's football season. You know how that works. We get excited in these parts for sure in Western PA. All right. Does anybody in the Kansas City locker room, because I know you're in there and you talked to those guys, does anybody in there want to hear that Ben Roethlisberger's washed up or losing a step?
Yeah. That's exactly what they're saying. After he beat him twice last year, and as I discovered this week, has the highest winning percentage of any opposing quarterback against the Chiefs, second highest winning percentage all time of any quarterback against the Chiefs. So no, you talk to some of the vets like Derek Johnson and Justin Houston, and they're not buying the locker room controversy or that Ben's washed up. At least not this week.
Well, we could at least admit to the fact that the Steelers aren't playing their best football right now. They're kind of going in all different directions and maybe pressing a little too much, defensively giving up a lot of yardage. Kansas City seems to be playing at a very high level. You're there. What seems to be Kansas City's weakness, if there is one right now?
Yeah, that's their weakness. A couple of things that haven't gone their way in the season, which almost everything has broken their way, is they've been penalized a lot. They went into last weekend. I haven't seen this week, but they went into last weekend leading the league in penalties, penalty yards. Chalk that up to some aggressiveness, especially on the defensive side. But injuries has been a problem for them. They've lost one starter for an extended period of time in each of the first five games. So with the latest being Chris Connolly, their wide receiver, who lost for the season with an Achilles tear during the Houston game last week. Otherwise, I mean, when you're off to the kind of start that they are, it's hard to find holes in their game. They're playing really, really well.
Well, what's the biggest? Alex Smith has always been pretty good, but is he even better this season? I know his numbers, you know, the TDs, no interceptions, but is there something different about his game this year that's making him better?
Well, you said it well. He's always been pretty good, but never great. You go into this season and not think of him as a top 10 quarterback. Really, all he in that game manager title fits him, and all he does is win. That fits him too. And his record in Kansas City as a Kansas City starter is 46-20. So, but everybody just assume that's a product of Andy Reid's scheming and being an offensive mastermind, but he has changed a little bit. There's more, he's creating more opportunities for himself. He keeps his eyes up when he leaves the pocket, and he's gotten a lot of production out of leaving the pocket, looking downfield, and finding receivers. He's also thrown the ball deeper more this year. No more evident than in the opener against New England when he had touchdown passes of 78 and 75 yards where the ball traveled 40, 45 yards on both of them. So he is different. And you're right, the stats speak for themselves with him. And I think after five games, there really isn't a more valuable player in the NFL than Alex Smith.
Blair Kirchhoff, Kansas City star, joining us here a couple more minutes, Fan Morning Show. Do you think, and it's hard, and we know this, as reporters, columnists, whatever, radio people, it's hard to crawl in the head of someone that you're interviewing. Do you think it's ever bothered him when people call Alex Smith a game manager?
No, we talk to him all the time, and he has as, a stable an approach. He really is, he's a thoughtful person. He's actually fun to talk to and converse with. And he's been asked all this, and like a lot of players this year, he gets asked all the time about the national anthem protests, and he gets a barrage of topics thrown his way, some of which you would think make him uncomfortable, and he answers all of it, and he's really thoughtful about it. I've been impressed with him, especially this year. He's taken the success in stride, and doing a good job, at least in public appearances media appearances with it. So I don't think all the stuff has bothered him in the past. And he can always point to his record and say he's doing what's asked of him, and that's win football games.
Well, Alex Smith certainly is getting credit, but Kareem Hunt has 6 touchdowns. A 22-year-old kid from Toledo already has 609 yards, 2 receiving, 4 rushing touchdowns. Tell us about this kid and how special he is.
He's terrific. I mean, he's we saw him in training camp and thought, yeah, he's a cut above. And he had moved up the depth chart up to number 2 in the preseason games. And then the starter, Spencer Ware, went down with an ACL in game 3 of the preseason. And that elevated Hunt to the starting role. And we just thought, oh, I wonder if he's ready for it. And you really wondered if after his first rushing attempt, the first snap of the season for the Chiefs on offense, he gained 7 yards and lost a fumble. And you thought, well, this kid from a MAC school is not ready for prime time. And all he does that night is go on to, you know, rush for 100 and whatever it was, 150 yards, and set the NFL record for total yards in a debut. And he hasn't stopped since. He's 3 or 4. I think he's been over 100 yards, total yards every game, and rushing 3 or 4 times. And the neat thing about him is he's fantastic after halftime. He has maybe 75% of his rushing yards in the second half this year. So he just gets stronger as the game goes on. And he was the first running back taken in the draft who wasn't from a Power 5 school. And I think that's one of the reasons he fell as far as he did. But at least right now, the Chiefs got the seal of the draft in Kareem Hunt.
I got to ask you about Travis Kelce. I see that he practiced yesterday, technically still in concussion protocol, but I guess, if all goes well today, he should be in line to play on Sunday?
Yeah, we'll know early afternoon today if he's a full participant. He'll go on Sunday. And to be honest with you, he went out of the game or just before halftime Sunday night at Houston, and I guess there were some concerns in the locker room at halftime. But we saw him after the game. He was telling us he was fine, and we kind of led to believe early in this week that he was going to be okay. So I fully expect Kelce to be out there Sunday.
Blair Kirkhoff, Kansas City Star, thank you so very much for joining us. Enjoy those Western Pennsylvanians making that trek to Kansas City, Blair. Thanks again.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Really, really good guy. Great stuff from him. Great insight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.